And sorry, some technical difficulties here.
Only I'm driving with library
So
behind.
that's right. Can't go
Okay.
without it. Can't go without it.
Okay.
Okay, we're on Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Sif Yud. All right, so lo yistakel. So we're talking about harchakas, right? So lo yistakel, he should not stare b'shum makom megufa, makom shedarka lechasis. Any place in her body that is normally covered, not allowed to, you're not allowed to look at. Now, there's a big machlokes about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein pretty much against everybody else. So most poskim say that she has to dress tznius the same way she does in the street. And Rav Moshe says, no, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and he says the way she normally walks around inside the house is allowed. He's allowed to see her like that because he's used to seeing her that way, so it's not going to be a problem. Then that's besides what Ashkafic issue of how a woman should walk around when in the house, but that's not our sugya. But whatever way she normally walks around, mostly nageya to right, it pertains to the hair being uncovered. Anyway, so
What's the how does it usually start?
what does that mean?
Meaning there has to be a starting point, and like
Right, so it depends how she starts off.
how she was
Right.
in her house before she got married.
No. You don't cover your hair in your house before you get married.
So the only difference is covering hair.
Usually it's only covering hair, maybe short sleeves. Right? So it depends how she's noig.
From her house.
No, when she gets married. If when she gets
I'm
married, she
saying it's
never.
whatever she decides to
Correct.
dress.
Correct.
Okay.
If she changes her mind, as long as he's used to it, so then that's fine. Yeah. But he's allowed to stare at the Makayim, the places that's normally seen. Even if he's benefiting and he's enjoying looking at her, still okay. Also, he's not allowed to smell the psamim that are for also the Shmaya Kol Zemer Shelah, and he's not allowed to listen to the Kol Zemer of her either, meaning Kol Pi'isha Erba. Even though in the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch itself, it says Tzarech Iyun if he's allowed to hear his wife singing, but most Poskim are Machmer. So when she's singing around the house, if she's singing to the kids or singing to herself, it's really allowed. He should just try and tune it out. Fine, you'd all right,
So
Lord, if you.
most of this is sort of married on the husband. He's not allowed to stare at
This is
her.
all
He's
dinner in
not
the
to.
husband, yes. This is dinner in the husband.
So meaning she can still dress the way she wants and sing whenever she wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
She could do it, and the guy just can't watch and can't be around it.
Correct, correct. But you can't be ever lifnei iver on him either, right? That's just it wouldn't be right to be over lifnei iver. Anyway, so like singing zmiras together, that's always a big question, right? Can they sing zmiras together? Right, so that's stama problem. Even when she's mutter, it might be a problem because you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. Well, that's you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in front of an erva, right? So if singing is an erva, so then you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in front of the erva, right? So then, how do you say Hashem's name? Whatever. That's another shaila. We could sit on this for hours. But anyway, so we'll move on. Roy Loshet, this women do not do this nowadays. It's really, she should have special nida clothing. Like this, if he knows this certain clothing that his wife has, that's her nida clothing, so then he'll know that it's that at that time he's not permitted to her, right?
That would even work for food at the table.
What?
That would even work if eating together at the table as a Is it nikar?
What?
That would work as a nikar at the table by when eating together when she's nida.
What do you mean? That's no. What do you mean? That's
Okay.
a hecker? No, because that's a eating. That,
Yeah.
that's what you're saying. It should work as a hecker?
Yeah, yeah,
No.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. I
Okay.
never heard anybody saying that. That's an interesting
No,
one. Maybe,
I'm
maybe.
asking like if you're saying that because they usually don't wear special
No, but this
clothing.
is for all day. This is just to put it into your psyche.
Right, so
Right?
meaning if it's already in your psyche, then maybe
Maybe,
okay.
maybe. I never heard anybody say that. It's an interesting thought. Okay, well, because she atiru when with difficulty they allow her to put on makeup and get dressed up, etc. But they were afraid that if she doesn't, then she'll look ugly to her husband, so therefore they allowed it. Your base. Like Timzag, she should not pour a cup of wine in front of him, or to bring it to him, or to put it on the table. She shouldn't make the bed in front of him. Now that's another one that's a lot of misunderstanding. People think that you can't make the beds in the morning. Most places can say that that's not an issue. You're just trying to make the room look neat. It would be what I would call turn down service in a hotel, which is you fluff the pillows and you set up the blankets before you go to sleep. That would be something that's also most places can say it's just the make the beds is fine.
That's us only in front of the husband,
That's only in front of
not
me, yeah.
okay.
Only in front of. Not in front of everything is mutter. Even though he knows that she was doing it. Halavai, anybody gets a spouse to do this. It's also to pour water, to wash his hands, feet, and face. I feel my son, even cold water. So you get into that. Can you prepare, let's say, a bath for each other? Right? So that's also not allowed, or even to run the shower if the spouse is there. If they're in a different room, then it's allowed. The same way she can't pour a kais for him, he can't pour a kais for her. Even to send her a cup of wine that's for her, even if it's a kais shabracha, it is also. So this is always the big stress by Kiddush. So how do you give your wife the wine? So first of all, contrary to popular belief, there is no chiyuv to drink the wine from Kiddush, meaning other than the person making the kiddush. That's one. So if it's so embarrassing, she just won't have kiddush. Right? She's also allowed to drink his leftovers. So he could just take his kais and put it down and she can go take it from him. It's only when he sends it to her that's an issue. Right?
Meaning he sends it to her, but if he pours it into a little cup and one of the kids takes it to her, that's fine.
Sorry, David. I think I hit a bad spot. What were you saying?
If he pours the wine and for Kiddush into a little cup, and so one of the kids takes it to her, that's
No, not
fine.
allowed. Not
That's
no.
not
Not if
allowed.
it's specific. If not if it's specific for it's a machlokes as a
Well, it is.
poskim.
The
If you know,
first
like
one
you
is for
have,
her, let's say. Usually the first one is for
right. So
her.
then, no, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it even through a third party.
So how
So,
would you suggest we go about it?
well, first of all, if you're going to be embarrassed, let her just not drink Kiddush. Or
No,
the simplest thing,
but challah, she has to eat.
challah is not the challah he's allowed to send to her. It's only wine. It's only wine. Some say it's other drinks
Why
too,
is it
but
bedavka
because wine is a romantic thing that you send the drink to a spouse.
wine? No, but in this case, it's kiddush. It's not.
That make a difference. They make a loy plug, and even grape juice, the place could say.
But pouring her a cup of seltzer, that'd be fine.
Pouring cup of seltzer is fine, though. You have to do it with the shinu, the standard shinu. You have to do it a little different than in the normal,
Is
in the
schnapps
normal
and
way.
beer the same problem? Is schnapps and beer the
No,
same problem as water?
yeah, well, it's less of a problem, but lamaisa, most places can say it's a problem. There are others that say even water, he can't, but that's not accepted psak. Also, if you have like you pour it into all the schnapps glasses and you don't know which one is specific for the wife, then that's also okay. Right? As long as you don't know which one is specific, you tell the kid to take from that small one, then it's okay. The simplest thing is that she just takes, and a lot of couples are makbid on this anyways, that she drinks from the cup from her husband, as long as he doesn't send it to her. She comes and takes from his kais, which if you asked 1,000 people, I think 999 of them will tell you that it's more romantic for her to drink the leftovers from his kais than for him to send her a cup of wine. No, I think most people would say that that's worse, but alas,
She
we'd have to go with the Chacham said.
has to put it over into her course.
No, she drinks straight from his kais.
But then
That we
he
had
can't drink
yesterday. Leftovers,
afterwards.
she's allowed to eat his leftovers.
But
No,
then he
once.
cannot drink afterwards.
Oh, right. So then she has to finish the whole thing, or he has to take what's left and pour it into a different cup.
Oh, so he can pour afterwards to a different cup. Okay, but
Yeah.
why not for her to just pour over into her cup?
She could do that too. She could do that too.
Okay.
Yeah. I had heard once that the Chofetz Chaim was makbid that his wife drinks from his kais, from his piece of challah. I don't know, makbid, whatever. That's what his hanhaga was.
Because of kosher bracha.
That I don't know. I don't know.
What, even when they're asking them?
What?
Even when they were asking or no, then he wouldn't.
Yeah, why not? That's mutter. That's the best way. The wife could drink the leftovers from the husband. So then that's that. Yeah, regardless, that's the way. Okay, you're dialing. So let's say he's a chayla, and
You're breaking up.
you have to use. All right, I'll wait a minute. Okay, I think it's back. I think the good service is back. Yeah, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, and who chaylev? Ain't like Misha Yishamash is Zulasa. He's a chayla, and he has nobody else to help her. But Taras L'shamsha, she could help him out. She Misha ain't by Negiya Rak Al Yedei Davar Acher. Even she could even touch him, but it shouldn't be direct. It should be through clothing or with gloves. Right? That's the way she's. Afilu Akima Lashkiva, even to stand him up, lay him down, support him. It's very interesting. But so she could touch him, she could stand him up, she could do all sorts of things, but she should not wash his hands, feet, or face, and she shouldn't set his bed either. She shouldn't make his bed either in front of him. And if the woman's a chayla, also lebayla, then the husband is not allowed to help the wife, afilu below negia, even without touching. He's not allowed to. Right? LM came to Shastra Godel, unless it's a real desperate situation. She EF Shalimsa Mishi anybody help. Difference whether the husband's sick or the wife is sick. So anybody knows anything about the male psyche and the male mentality when it comes to intimacy. When the man is sick, so we're not so afraid that he's gonna sleep with his wife because he's wiped out. Right, but when she's sick, he still might have desire and try and convince his wife to be with him, even though she's sick. So that's why we don't allow it when she's the one that's sick. And the place can say that he's mechuyev to spend money to get a nurse to help her, as opposed to him helping her. But if there's no choice, then he could do it. My Baal, this comes up a lot after a C-section. Other times post-surgery and those types of things. Let's say the husband is a doctor and there's no doctor that's as good as the husband. He could take her pulse. Since he's not doing it any derech taiva v'chiba, he's doing it as a doctor would treat a patient. Right, so he can even do that to his wife, which is the same heter that you have for any man, male doctor to treat a woman, right? Because it's not any sort of derechiba. That's vav.
This is like
B'chol
with gloves.
A glove. We always gonna say in the old days you wouldn't need gloves, but nowadays, of course, yeah. Now, of course, I mean, you'd always
Is
use
there a
gloves.
machlokes between Mechaber and not? No? Mechaber, even
The
Mechaber
what?
would allow husband to check pulse?
Some learn pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that the husband can't. That the husband can't. But it's Yarg Val Yavar, but that's not accepted. That's not accepted psak. That's why Libuna. You have to, even during the 7 clean days, you still have to be careful. That's the 7 clean days. And the same thing afterwards, if Nisachra, let's say for whatever reason she can't toivel at the proper time, right? Asur, everything is also until after she goes to mikveh. This was during Corona. This was a common question when women had to push off going to the mikveh because we're closed, etc. So they said, okay, I'm done with my 7 clean days. Can we at least touch or not have to keep our chalkas? And the answer is no, right? It's the same reason why any single girl you're not allowed to touch is because they haven't gone to mikvah. If you haven't gone to mikvah, it's full-fledged nida. Right? Fine. That's Zion. Isha nida b'mei riyasa. A woman, when she's actively seeing, the minig, and she doesn't daven. Okay, this has obviously changed since then.
Broke up there, what'd you say?
Right?
You
What?
broke up there, what'd you say?
Ah, maybe you weren't meant to hear it. He says that the kids says that when a woman has her period, so then she should not be going to shul and she should not be davening at all. Mishabura disagrees with this.
We follow
Right?
this nowadays?
No. Nowadays we don't
There's no
follow
difference
this.
between when she's bleeding actually in the 7 clean days,
No,
halachically.
for this there is. For this there is.
No, but what you said the last time.
Halachically, of Nida, there's no difference. There's no difference. Unfortunately, people make that mistake and they think there's a difference. There is absolutely no difference. That's what I'm saying. That's why you can't single girls. You're not allowed this Shomer Negiyah business. We said it yesterday or 2 days ago. This whole Shomer Negiyah business is baloney. Your Shomer Negiyah sounds like, you keep Chol Yisrael, you also makpid not to touch girls. It's not the case. It's mamash and it's a deraisa, according to most. Anyways, but there's different sugya here. The reason is because she's unclean, so maybe she shouldn't be davening according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But we don't do that nowadays. The question is, some say that she shouldn't look at the Sefer Torah. Then also you have that Anita shouldn't go to a cemetery. This is always a big problem for seminary girls when they go for a trip to the cemetery, in which case, even if those that are makpid, where if it's going to be a busha, they should go. And what I tell them to stay more than 6 feet away from the graves. If it's a grave of a tzaddik, then it's okay to go because that's considered like a makom kaddish, and it's not considered so much like a cemetery. There's all sorts of coolies. Yeah. Anyways. So, but that's what he's saying, that she shouldn't daven, which we don't pass like. Ach b'yomim naroim dana v'yom rishon d'slichus la'alon, right, from the first day of slichus, sh'ramim ha'asim b'sekneses, many gathering b'sekneses, v'yu la'itzavan gadolim la'itelof, she's going to be very sad if she doesn't go. V'teras ha'lechus l'spal, she can go daven, v'chegi she masiyas b'na'o es bito, when she has to bring her son or a daughter, like she yaledes, or when she just had a baby, Shigiyas mana lechos beis haKnesses, right? Because the minig is that a woman who had a baby should go to shul to hear kedusha or baruch or whatever it is. Ukiyatsin is a muta. Muteris, then it is she is muteris. So we have also cool in part of what the reason is, I think, is because the protection that we have nowadays is much much cleaner than it was in the old days. So it wasn't. Then it was more messy. Fine. Simon, that's our halakha. Simon Kufna Dalad say the kriyas of Vesu din b'dika lifnei tasha shalacha tasha shaboy zayin sifu. So kol vest nikva, every vest is nikva b'shloisha pa'am ritzufim 3 straight times. Right? She'im rosa gimel pa'am ritzufim b'zman shava k'pam v'pam. Let's say she has a set cycle where she sees the exact same amount of days in between each period. Zman zeh, who's la vest kavua, that's called a vest kavua. And she, since she's has a chazaka, basically it's another word for chazaka. So she has a chazaka. So then that's the day that she's going to have to separate to be concerned that she might see that. There are some women that go with the Hebrew day of the month. Let's say they three say see three times in a row. Call Pamba Rosh Chodesh every day on Rosh Chodesh. And it's a vest kavua on Rosh Chodesh. Let's say she sees on the 5th day of the month. That's a yom kavua. Zaynik that's called vest hayomim. That's covered the yom yiduah b'chodesh. Like when you're there's you can't when you have the same Hebrew date of the month three months in a row. That's not the same amount of days in between because some months have 29 days in them, some months have 30. So how can you say that there's some sort of cycle to it? Yesh Chadashim Rak right? Some have 29, some have 30. Since it's the set day of the month, Avila Vest Kavua, that day is a Vest Kavua. Now, and this is a fascinating. This is a fascinating thing with this is that, basically, since it's the same Hebrew day of the month, therefore, who made it the same Hebrew day of the month? The Chachamim. So the Chachamim have the power to control nature. If they said that today is the 5th day of the month, so then today is the 5th day of the month, and that can cause women's bodies to go accordingly.
So that overrides the every 30
That
days.
it overrides the nature if they have kavua, yeah. If they're kavua, yes.
Meaning,
We'll all...
let's say they are kavua every 30 days. So it's possible.
Every 30 days is possible, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work according to the Hebrew days.
Right. So then it would not. It's not wouldn't be kavua.
It would be, yeah. It's a different type of kavua. It's a hafloga. It's a hafloga kavua
So
instead
the
of
Chachamim don't
chodesh kavua.
override.
They
It
do
doesn't
because.
creates
No,
new
because she has
rules.
a different kavua. She has a different kavua,
Fine.
right? If she, meaning the every Hebrew month has 29.5 days. Right? The moon is not changing from month to month. The new moon is coming out every month. Just don't know when that takes place. So it used to be they used to go to the Beis HaMikdash and testify, etc., etc. We stopped that. So now basically it's 6 months a year, it's 29 days, and 6 months a year is 30 days, and it averages out to 29.5 days. So whichever day the Chachamim said is hey, is considered hey, even though on 1 month, hey might be only 4 days after the new moon came out, and the next month, hey, may be 5 days. But it doesn't make a difference because that's what the Chachamim say. So that changes the nature. That's basically the gist of it. Anyways, okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tavis.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you.